All right. Good Sunday morning to you. We appreciate you tuning in with us today. Whether circumstances have hindered us from being able to assemble in the building, and I was getting ready this morning, preparing for the live broadcast, and the Lord spoke to my heart, and He said, "Church is not canceled; it's just altered." And so I'm glad that you're joining in with us today, and we welcome you wherever that you may be tuning in. But we want to look at some scripture this morning and trust that the Lord will help us for just a few minutes, try to give you the thought that the Lord has placed upon our heart, and pray that it will be a help and a blessing to you today. We're going to be in the book of 1 Peter chapter number 1 this morning, 1 Peter chapter number 1, and then also in the book of Galatians chapter number 6. 1 Peter chapter number 1, and then also in the book of Galatians chapter number 6. We're going to begin reading in 1 Peter chapter number 1, and beginning in verse number 1. The Bible says, "Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace be unto you, and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible, and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, you love, in whom though now you see Him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls." Then in the book of Galatians chapter 6, and verse number 9, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." I want to preach this morning, if the Lord would help me for just a few minutes, the thought that the Lord began to deal with my heart about is the thought about seasons. Now, in both of these scriptures, both in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse number 6, He speaks of a season. In Galatians chapter 6 and verse number 9, the writer here being the Apostle Paul to the church at Galatia speaks also about a season. I thought about in the book of Genesis when Noah got off the ark and everything came to pass and the Lord delivered him from that. The Lord spoke to Noah after he built an altar and there made a sacrifice unto the Lord, and the Lord told Noah in Genesis chapter 7 and verse number 22, I believe it is, that as long as the earth remained, that there would be seasons. There would be seed time and harvest, and there would be summer and winter. And so what the Lord was saying is to Noah on that day is that it is physically natural for there to be seasons, just as we're experiencing the winter season now. And many people are hindered and unable because of the season that we're in to be able to go to the house of God and assemble in that manner this morning. I've heard a lot of people, and I've made the statement myself, that we're ready for spring, for that season. But it's natural. It is in the natural course of events for the season that we are in right now to come. For the winter time to be upon us is natural. And so if time lasts, it will be a natural thing for the springtime to come. And then after spring, summer, and then fall and winter again. And so as we think about the natural things, there's always a spiritual application. And as it is natural for physical seasons to come, it is also natural for spiritual seasons to come as well. We don't always dwell in the same season spiritually. There are times of the springtime when there's renewal and greenness and glory. There are times of the summer when it's beautiful and everything seems to be bright and cheery and pleasant. There are times of fall when the glory seems to recede and everything seemingly, if you will, dries up and the brown colors come and there's not as much beauty as there was before. There are seasons of winter when it's cold and we feel isolated and we feel apart and away from everybody else. It's proven scientifically and physically that discouragement and depression is greater in the times of winter. There's less daylight than there is darkness. And for many in the church today, it seems like that's the spiritual season that is upon us, when there seems to be more darkness than daylight. It seems to be that there are more hours spent in the darkness of the days we're living in and less light. And of course we understand that the hour's coming that the darkness will be in full effect upon the church. But I'm glad that even though the darkness of this world may come upon us, I'm glad that we are not in darkness, that we've been translated out of the kingdom of darkness and into the kingdom of His dear Son. And I'm glad this morning that we have light to walk in. He said in the book of 1 John, if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. That's not written to sinners, that's written to the church. And so in these days, I'm glad in the midst of darkness that we have the privilege and the opportunity and the blessing to be able to walk in the light. And so I began to think about these seasons here, and the Lord began to deal with me about these two seasons that are mentioned in these scriptures this morning. And as the Holy Ghost began to deal with my heart about these seasons, I felt compelled or impressed of the Holy Ghost to look up these words. Now though the same word is used in our English language here in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse number 6, he says, talks about a season. In Galatians chapter 6 and verse number 9, he also talks about a season. And these two words do have similar meanings, but they are different words. And so I want to look at them this morning just for a few minutes and preach about two seasons that the Lord's laid on my heart. First of all, in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse number 6, we read about the season of heaviness. And that's what the writer's talking about to those that are saved. He said, though now he speaks about all of these things, about our hope, about our blessings, about the future that we have as the people of God. And he said in verse 6, he began that scripture that we can greatly rejoice in, verse number 4, in that inheritance incorruptible, in the fact that we are kept by the power of God. We can rejoice in that. But he says in the latter portion of the scripture, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptation. So he speaks about a season of heaviness. The word season in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse number 6 means a little while. It means a short time. Or in other words, it will pass. That's what the Lord began to stir in my heart this morning. Is this season of heaviness may last for a little while, but it will pass. I'm glad in these days for us as the children of God, though there are days of discouragement, though there are days of despair, though there are days that we fear what may be around the corner. I'm glad that these seasons of heaviness that we may experience, that you may be experiencing wherever you are and wherever you're tuned in at, I'm glad to know it will pass. It's just a short time. It's just a little while. It's just a space that we have to go through in this life. But it will not last forever. It's just a season. We look out this morning and it seems like, at least where we live, for those of you that may be tuning in from other parts of the country, other parts of the state, it seems like, at least where we live, that the winter's taken hold and it'll never pass. But may I encourage you and remind you this morning that if time lasts, this season naturally will pass, and the sun will shine again and the warmth will break through. And may I say this morning, spiritually, child of God, the winter season that you're in, the season of heaviness, the season of trouble, the season of heartache, the season of pain, it will pass. The grips of winter cannot last forever. It will pass one day after a while. It's just a short time, a little while, that we have to endure this season of heaviness that we're in. I began to think about this season of heaviness. The word heaviness means grief. It means to make uneasy. It means to throw or hurl into sorrow. And that's where the church is today. We're living in days that are uneasy. We're living in days that are grievous to our spirit. We're living in days that seem like, I don't know how it is for you, but I know how it is for me. And we just might as well admit and be honest that we're living in days that seem like a spiritual roller coaster. That one day it's good and the next day, just like the definition, that we're hurled into sorrow. It seems like everything's going well. We're living in days where I've heard the people of God say, and I've experienced it for myself, that we can go in the house of God and the Lord can meet with us and we can rejoice and get help and lead encouraged, and then all of a sudden that same spirit where we feel like everything's well, we feel like we've overcome the problems, we can leave that place encouraged, and before we get home we're discouraged. You say, what is it? It's just part of the season of heaviness. This grief, this uneasiness, it links to that word that Paul talked to Timothy about, that in the last days, perilous times shall come. That word perilous means hard to bear. It means to drain the strength or the spirit from. And we're living in this day that we're in this age, in these times we're living in as the church, we are living in a season of heaviness. In this season of heaviness, the Lord began to deal with my heart and speak to my heart this morning. And I thought, in the midst of all of this season of heaviness, there's a lot of feelings that go on, just like there is in this season of winter, while the snow lays on the ground and the darkness seems to be the predominant theme. There are feelings that people go through. There are feelings of discouragement. There are feelings of depression. There are feelings of isolation, like we're shut up inside, or we're pinned up where we are and we can't go. And just as there is those feelings in the natural, there are feelings that are associated in the spiritual season of heaviness. I want to say, and I just want to give you what the Lord put on my heart, but in this season of heaviness, there can be days that we feel like the future's uncertain. I thought about some scriptures in the Word of God. I mention this one a lot, but it's a great tie and picture into the day we're living in. In Acts 27, when Paul's on board the ship, and they're in the midst of the storm, and that ship is the type of the church, and the storm is the type of the days we're living in. And Paul said, all hope that we should be saved was taken away. The future looked uncertain for the Apostle Paul. The future can look uncertain to us in these days. I thought about when Mary was in the garden and Jesus had resurrected from the tomb, and he come walking. She supposed him to be the gardener. She said, if you born our Lord,
Will you just tell me where you laid him and I'll go get him? She was living in days where the future seemed uncertain. I thought about the two on Emmaus Road when the Lord joined their company and their eyes were withholding and they knew him not. And he asked them, why are your hearts heavy? Why are your spirits sad? They said, don't you know what's happened these days in Jerusalem? And they began to tell him about this man named Jesus. And they made the statement in the gospel. They said, we believe, we were persuaded, we were sure that this would be he that would deliver Israel. They said, we put all our hope, stake all our future in this man. But now our future looks uncertain. And we're living in days today that it seems like the future of the church. I'm not saying the Bible's not true. I'm talking about how we feel on the inside. Some days we feel like the future's uncertain. And we just don't know what we're going to do. And we don't know what's going to come about. It's just a part of the season of heaviness. But can I remind you, a child of God, it won't last forever. It's just a short while, just a little while. Part of this season of heaviness is to feel like the future's uncertain. Part of this season of heaviness, at times as the people of God, though the scriptures say he'll never leave us and never forsake us, yet in this spirit of heaviness there are days that we feel like we've been forsaken. I thought about the Apostle Paul as he's writing to Timothy about all the things that he has endured and come through. And he begins to tell him as he preached the gospel, he makes a statement. He said, at my first answer, all men forsook me, no man stood with me. Paul was writing to Timothy. He said, I felt forsaken. And there are days that we do feel forsaken. And I understand the next verse, thank God for the hope that we have, that Paul said, nevertheless, notwithstanding, the Lord stood by me. And I'm glad as the writer of the song said, my Lord's going to stand by me. I'm glad he will in these days. But sometimes we have this season of heaviness and we just have this feeling like maybe we've been forsaken. Despite his promise, he made us the promise. He said, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. I'll go with you all the way, even to the end of the world. But even despite that promise, sometimes the circumstances of our life in the season of heaviness, we feel forsaken. Sometimes, despite his presence, knowing his promise, knowing that he is there, knowing that as the writer of the song said, he abides, hallelujah, he abides with me. But nevertheless, even knowing about his presence, there's still those moments in our life that we feel forsaken. If it can happen to the disciples, it can happen to us. You say it didn't happen to them. Oh yes, it did. They were on the boat in the storm. He's asleep in the hinder part of the ship. His presence is there with them and they know it. But nevertheless, they still feel forsaken. For they go to him and wake him and say, Master, carest thou not that we perish? Don't you care, Lord? And in these days, you might as well be honest with yourself. I mean, here we are on this technological broadcast, and you're probably there in your home by yourself, or maybe with your family gathered around. You can be honest with yourself and say there have been days you felt like maybe he didn't care. You felt like you've been forsaken despite his promise and despite his presence. But you've not been forsaken. He's still there, and this season will pass. It's just a little while. And so in this season of heaviness, there are times that we feel like we've been forsaken. There are times that we feel like the future's uncertain. There are times that we feel the heat of the fire. I thought about in our text right here that we read in your hearing this morning. Peter talks about in verse number 7, the trial of your faith, though it be tried with fire. He's going to mention again a few chapters over in chapter 4 about the fiery trial which is to try you. That word fire, it literally refers to the refiner's fire. They put the gold and the silver in to make it pure. It means literally a test of character. That there are days that God puts us in the fire. In these seasons of heaviness, in these times of uneasiness, and the fire can make us uneasy. That's the word, the meaning of the word heaviness. It means to make uneasy. There are days our circumstances, the fire that's on the church makes us feel uneasy where we are. I thought about the three Hebrew boys. You want to take a literal physical test of the fire and apply it spiritually to us in these days. They had to go through the fire. And no doubt I understand they had great faith and God was with them. Thank God for that. But we have to understand that they were flesh and blood, just like you and I are. And you can bet and mark it down that they were probably made a little uneasy by the fire that was ahead of them. You can take the scripture and read and know that the trial was hard. To watch everybody else bow in the kingdom and them be the only ones. When we read the scripture and find out that not only was the trial hard, but the king was unhappy, and we're living in days where the world and those in leadership around the world and in our nation, they're unhappy at the things of God. And we can draw strength to know that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had somebody in the fire with them. And the fire, not only was the trial hard and the king unhappy, but the fire was hot. They commanded to heat it 1 7 times more than it was wont to be heated. But I'm glad even in the fire, as hot as it was, and in the trial as hard as it was, and even as unhappy as the king was toward them, the Bible said his countenance changed. He was very angry, but I'm glad when he looked in and thought it was all over for them boys, he said, I see 4 men loose in the fire, and the form of the fourth, it's like the Son of God. I'm glad no matter how hot our fire is, but the Lord is with us in the fire, and it'll pass. I don't know how long that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were in the fire. I don't know how long the trial lasted. I don't know how bad it was as far as those that looked on the outside. I do know it slew them mighty men that bound them and cast them in. But I know when it was all over, as long as it lasted, the Lord was with them in the fire. And the Lord brought them miraculously out. And not only did He bring them out, but He showed His glory in great and mighty power. And a heathen king that didn't know nothing about God bowed the knee and said, there is no God like the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And ain't it amazing that here in the New Testament, Peter said, the trial of our faith being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory, not for us, but for Him. That's what it did for them boys, and that's what it'll do for us. So just hang on, even though you're in the season of heaviness, even though you're in the fire, even though you feel forsaken, even though you feel like the future's uncertain, can I say this morning, as hard as the trial, as unhappy as the king, as hot as the fire, can I say by the power of God, and thanks be unto God this morning that there was hope even in the season of heaviness, and the hope was that the fourth man was in the fire with them. And he's in the fire with us. You say, preacher, you preached a long time about a season of heaviness, and it looks like it's all just heartache and trouble and trials. I'm just preaching where we're living. But can I say, there's not just a season of heaviness. That ain't the only season I read about this morning. And can I remind you of what the definition of this season of heaviness, or the word season, that the Holy Ghost, it wasn't just the word Peter chose to use to make it sound good, but it was inspired by the Holy Ghost to tell us in 2021, in the midst of the fire and the trouble we're going through, that this is just a little while, a short time, and it will pass. But there's not just a season of heaviness.
But in Galatians chapter 6 and verse number 9, we read about a season of hope, or a season of harvest, or however the Lord wants to put it in your heart. In Galatians chapter 6, he said, "And let us not be weary in well-doing." He wouldn't have said it, wouldn't have been inspired to write it if it wasn't a possibility and almost a surety in these days that there's weariness in well-doing. For he said, "For in due season we shall reap if we faint not." Now the word season in Galatians 6 and 9 also means a measure of time. But it don't just mean a short time. It don't just mean a little while. And it don't mean it will pass. But literally in its translation, the word season in Galatians 6 and 9 means a fixed and a definite time. I don't know if that does anything for your heart, but it did for mine this morning. But when I was reading, the Lord spoke to my heart. And he said, "Them seasons of heaviness are just for a while, but they will pass. But they're uncertain and they're unsure. But I'm glad for a season of hope and a season of harvest that is a surety to the child of God. It's a fixed time, a definite time. It'll come in God's time. But thank God this morning it will come if we'll hang on a little longer." The Bible said it'll come if we faint not. So it's a conditional promise. This reaping. He said we shall reap if we faint not. If you look up that word reaping, I'm just trying to preach how it's on my heart and I'm about done. But it's been an encouragement to my heart as the Lord has spoke to me this morning. I pray it's been an encouragement to you. But the word reap does mean to gain the harvest. It does mean to bring in the harvest. But the word reap comes from the word where we get our word sown. In other words, the Lord. The saying no hitter's going to be over one day after a while, and summertime's coming. Can I tell you this morning, child of God, the dark clouds of winter are going to be over one day after a while, and the summer's coming. It's a definite thing. It's fixed in the mind of God. Just hang on a little longer. Don't give up in these days. He said it'll come if we faint not. The word faint means to lose heart. It means to exhaust, to turn loose. So I'm telling you this morning, don't turn loose of the hope. Don't turn loose of the help ahead. It's a coming. Just hang on. The season of heaviness is almost over, and the season of hope's on its way. I remember days gone by, and if time lasts, we'll see the same evidence is coming again this year. Here in the mountains, we got these. They got all kinds of names. Some people call them daffodils. I think that's their technical name. Some people call them Easter flowers. Some people call them March lilies. And I thought they'd been a lot of days. And it seems like the winter season, at least here where we are, and those of you that are from this area can relate, and it'll have a spiritual application, that the winter season's very unpredictable. It can be in the 50s and 60s one day and snow the next. And we've seen it in these days. They've been days that I've seen it start getting green, and then March flowers come through the ground and open their blooms, and about the next day the snow will fall, and it'll bow them over, and we'll thank us. Spring will never come, and the summer will never come. And in your life, sometimes that's how it is. We go in the house of God, the Spirit of God meets with us, the snow begins to melt, and the flowers begin to bloom. But all of a sudden, the next week's events bring trouble and sorrow and heartache, and the snow falls, and the flowers lean over. But I'm glad no matter how much it snows, there'll come a day it'll melt again, and the flowers will stand back up again. I'm telling you, it's a coming. The season of hope's coming. The writer of the old song said the roses will bloom again some morning. No matter how long the winter has been, I'm glad this morning to know that the season of heaviness won't last forever. But there's a season of hope coming, and it's just around the corner. Hang on, child of God. There's hope ahead. One writer said, and I know I mentioned songs a lot, and I'm done this morning, right now in just a minute. But one writer said, "Press on, old pilgrim, there's joy ahead." I know right now, it seems like it's a hard press. It's kind of like trying to drive or walk in the snow.
uphill. You slip and you slide. I got out this morning. I got some new sheep yesterday and had to go check on them and take them some hay, and it's hard to walk. You just slip and slide in the snow, and that's kind of how it is for the child of God in these seasons of heaviness. It feels like we're spinning our wheels and a slipping and a sliding. But I'm glad there'll come a day that our steps will be sure again. We won't slip, we won't slide, we won't be spinning our wheels, but we'll lay hold on the hope that is before us and know that heaviness will pass, and the hope of the harvest will come someday after a while. Thank God for that. And it's not just, and I'm preaching this morning, or at least that's the way God put it on my heart, that there's hope for the child of God in this life. Not in the world, not in anything that we can do, but the Lord is saying this morning that there's still hope in Him in these days. But should time not last, and this season of heaviness not pass, though it will, if the Lord sees fit to come and get us out of here, I'm glad there's hope beyond this life for the child of God. Our hope's anchored way yonder within the veil where Christ the forerunner have entered for us. I'm glad in these days to tell you and to be able with confidence in my soul to tell you to hold on. The heaviness is leaving and hopes are coming in. Just hang on, child of God. Just as sure if time lasts as this snow will melt and the warmth of the sun will break through and the grass will get green again and the flowers will bloom, just as sure as that'll happen, of this heaviness season you're going through will pass. It's just a short time. Peter said, though now for a season, you may be in heaviness, but I'm glad hope will break through. Hope will spring forth. There'll be a renewment of the hope and the joy and the contentment and the satisfaction of the people of God. Just hang on. This will pass and hope will come in. I pray today that the Lord will renew a sense of hope inside you. That even though your season of heaviness may still be going on, and you look around you spiritually as it is physically this morning, and there's snow and coldness all around, may the Lord renew inside your heart. May He go beyond my words. I don't want you to hear my words this morning. I want the Lord to speak to your heart and let you know that the season of heaviness will pass, and the season of hope is just around the corner. So just hang on, child of God. This season will pass. It's just a short time. But there's coming a definite and a fixed time in the mind of God. We may want it today, but God has it fixed when it needs to come. And it'll come just in time. That season of hope and harvest. But let us not be weary in well-doing. For in that due season, we shall reap if we faint not. May the Lord bless you on this Lord's Day.